This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Got about an hour left in the show. Plenty of time. If you have some questions, definitely call us. That phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, about an hour left, so we got plenty of time to be helping you out, answering those garden questions. So we're here waiting for you. Got some open lines for you. Anyways, good questions today. We're continuing on with the theme of thinking into the next season. You know, we're thinking spring. I've tried a couple times to discuss it, but you guys keep calling, which is good. So I jump right into answering your questions. But we've been talking about lawn, been trying to talk about lawn renovations. I gave you the time frame of it. Best time to do it, late summer. Can still do it in late spring. The idea behind it is in late spring you have more extensive weed competition, and then usually we have a summer drought and heat stress can affect it. That being said, if you can do it, I recommend it because it is something that, if you have time to do it in the spring, it's only going to benefit you. It's going to make it easier, more enjoyable, right? So we talk all the time, get the soil sample done, get it done early, right? Now let's look at some of the rates of seeding, right? If we're looking to put in a, medium to high maintenance lawn in full sun, we're putting down 3 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet, right? So how do we get the square footage? Length times width. That's going to give us the square footage. Okay. So we're going to want to make sure we measure the area and find out exactly what we need. So now if you have 1,000 square feet, you need a 3-pound bag. Now the bags will say, like a 3-pound bag, I believe, says will cover up to 2,200 square feet. But that's if you're overseeding. We're talking about seeding fresh right from the beginning. Like, clear land, all you need to put down is seed. Now, if it's a low-maintenance lawn, you actually put down 4 to 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you're doing more for the long-term goal of less. So, just some thoughts there. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Lee is in New Hampshire.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
So Good morning. I've got a strange question, and it's about old potting mix that's, you know, previously been used, and it's in a very arid situation. Can it be beneficial to soil that's extremely depleted?
Well, yeah, no, so you can definitely use it. What I would always do is if it's something that has already been used somewhere else, I would look at adding a little bit to it, right? And that's not necessarily having to do a lot. It's maybe adding a little bit of new soil with that old soil. You know, get it, say you, just as an example, say you have like a 40-pound bag worth of older soil. You're not looking to get a lot to it. You can get like a 8-quart bag and just add it to it, kind of mix it together, and all the newer nutrients will help, but the older soil will be fine, honestly.
That's great.
It really will be.
Now, so there's another question that goes with it, because it is it's an arid situation, and the next question is going to be kind of unusual, but they were using it for growing cannabis.
Okay, yep.
The description is pretty good, but then it says you have to drink the wine that you fill with the Holy Spirit. I prefer the Holy Ghost rather than the ways of the world. So there's a lot of waste product, and I'm thinking, can I mix that into the soil? I've never heard of anybody using that. You know, I'm not trying to blend a specific peach that I'm going to say, wow, look what I got out of it. But can that be used for emulsion? Because, I mean, it's just like, you know, stuff there that I'm thinking, gosh, why not? That's something else that I actually
You know, reusing any of that, and I would almost try to get it into the compost, into those types of things to enrich the soil.
It's a different question, though. This is actually the actual compost. You know, just.
Well, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. Then I apologize.
Yeah, it's a cheap phone. What I was asking is the actual cannabis, can it be, is there any beneficial to mixing it in to the soil also? Is it,
I haven't seen anything that's written saying that it is beneficial for the soil, but that, you know, the way I'm looking at it would be to use the plant itself. If you're, you know, if it's gone by, you're done using it, whichever, or the cannabis itself, adding it to like creating compost with it. I don't think just adding it to the soil will do much for you. Whereas I think adding it to a compost, you know, if you're not using it, is going to help enrich it. It does have the nutrients that you've used on the plant already. And so it can come into that, you know, into the compost. And I think that's really the only beneficial way to use it. I haven't read anything that says using cannabis specifically into the soil as a fertilizer. I haven't seen anything along that lines.
Good. All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, have a great one, Lee. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 45 minutes left in the show, so plenty of time left. So if you have some questions, call us, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Excuse me. All right, so back a little bit to the renovation of the lawn. Right? So we've talked about how much you need to use for seed. Now, there's a whole process to this. I'm looking at a total rebuild, so I don't need to do any of the mowing processes, some will say, getting rid of some of the things. I'm going to put fresh loam down, it's going to be clear, and I'm going to put seed right down. Right? I'm going to be adding a starter fertilizer as well. I like to have that starter fertilizer to help the root system. Now, one of the things that I will be doing, and you might end up doing it, I don't know, when I put the new loom down, I am going to add, you know, a little bit of the compost, and then I'm actually going to compact the entire lawn. I know you might be saying, well, you've talked about compaction not being a good thing. Well, yes, compaction isn't a good thing on a well-seasoned lawn. Over time, it can affect it. But what I'm looking to do is make it so the lawn doesn't have a lot of air holes or air pockets underneath it. I'm leveling it out the best I can so there's not dips, right? Make sure that it's going to be easier for the mower to go across. So they have rollers out there. They're giant rollers that you can rent some at some places. And then you can actually, from there, you fill them with water. Water makes it a lot heavier, stronger. You fill the whole thing with water, you plug it, and you roll it over the area. Then you can noticeably see where some of the dips are, and then you can add more soil to those areas. But the level areas, what I will do is I'll take a rake, not a leaf rake, like a tined rake. And I'll rough rake the whole lawn so that it basically has a little bit of grit, a little bit of like almost holes around the lawn. And then put the starter fertilizer down and then the seed on top of it and water, water, water. Go through that and more as time goes on. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about 35 minutes left in the show. Stay tuned for next week. Next week we'll have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. And there'll be some great information. We're starting to think spring, so maybe we'll talk a little bit of spring. We'll see, but it's definitely time. I mentioned in the last hour, I believe, I use the Natural Alternative Ice Melt. And I'm telling you this as somebody who uses it, not as somebody who has them as an advertiser. Honestly, I use their product and it works so well. I used it on the last storm after it had snowed a bit. It had snowed probably 3 inches, 4 inches. I cleaned up everything, put it down. I didn't have to shovel again, and we ended up getting 5 or 6 inches, right? So halfway through the storm, I didn't have to shovel again. I put it out there, used exactly what they tell me to do, and I'm good to go. So it's definitely something I would look at doing. When I find something successful, we try to talk about it as much as possible. And this is definitely one of those things, because I'm telling you, my driveway is dry right now. Just, it's amazing. So when my wife the other day said, oh, you know, next time I go out, do you need me to get any more? Nope. If I need it, I'm going to order it. And it's at natural-alternative.com. Great product. I just can't recommend it enough. It is phenomenal. So do what you can, but once you try this, you're going to love it. It's going to protect you, protect your family out there. That's what I'm looking to do. I don't want anybody falling. I don't want anybody, you know, taking a spill because I wasn't paying attention and didn't do the right thing. So I just want to recommend it to you guys. Personal use, I'd be using it even if they weren't with us. But anyways, that's besides the point. It's we're looking at another snowy night, maybe later into the day, and then tomorrow more snow in this area, at least in the northern part of Massachusetts. Maybe a couple inches tomorrow. It's just, we're winter. It's winter time. I love it. I love seeing it. Want it to happen because it's going to help protect our plants, our investments. The snow cover keeps the ground at one temperature, right? Makes it so our plants don't have to think. They just go dormant. They just stay that way. With all the temperatures that go up and down, up and down, up and down, it really hurts your plants. You know, I'm sure some of you saw it. Some of your plants might have bloomed at the late period of time when they didn't, when they weren't supposed to, right? It's weather related. And so this snow is a good thing. It's going to help with our drought conditions that we've had, right? We've had drought conditions for so long. I'll tell you, the water level's rising. It's a good thing. I drove by the Merrimack River the other day, last week, I think. Yeah, last week at this point. And the water was as high as I've ever seen it. And my wife lived in the area all her life and said the same thing. The highest she's ever seen it. So it's good. We're getting the moisture. Let's hope it continues throughout the season, throughout the spring and into the summer. So we don't have to worry about all the extra watering, the water bans, etc. But that happens. We'll be here to help you out with any of those questions at all times. That's what we do. That's what we're here for. Just call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we've been talking about lawns, talking about a few things. Now, I was talking about the rates of seed. If you're just overseeding, we cut all these rates in half, right? All in half. And we start fresh, put it right over the top of the grass that's growing. Add the starter fertilizer. It's not only going to help the seed that you put down, it's going to help the lawn that's already there. So we can continue to talk about that or other things as time permits. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
News update. Former President Donald Trump weighing in on how he thinks the USA can deal with reaching its debt limit.
Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. Trump said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. Instead, he said cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he's calling climate extremism. House Republicans have said they will not raise the debt ceiling unless deep cuts are made to federal spending. I'm John Schaefer.
Police in Florida say that a woman shot her terminally ill husband while he was at the hospital yesterday. At least 9 people dead, multiple others injured after a mass shooting in Monterey Park, California. The shooter has not been identified. Actor Taylor Kinney announcing he's stepping away from the NBC show Chicago Fire after 10 years for a personal matter. Corey Myers, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hewitt Nathan is up next. Nathan, who we got up next?
Hey, sorry about that. We got Paul in, on the South Shore of Mass.
Paul, welcome to the Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. First of all, I wish you and your wife well on the new addition that, that lies ahead for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very good. Patrick, two questions. One, first of all, simple question. The arugula, can that be planted as a seed? I'm thinking of planting some in the spring. Arugula, or is that something that I would buy at a nursery or a garden center and just plant it as a leaf? That's the first question. But I basically called to find out about conditioning my soil this spring. I'm getting the urge too, because down here we don't have very little snow. It's been mostly a lot of one rainstorm after another.
Yeah.
As far as conditioning this, just weeding, which I'm planning to do probably on the middle, latter part of April, getting it prepared. You know, I get compost. I was thinking of getting some shell, some, I know your dad was a huge advocate of the coast of Maine, shellfish, compost.
Yep.
I was just wondering, as far as, using like lime or ionite, would that be good? Cause I know, keep in mind the sand, as you know, cause I know you grew up on the South Shore, it's the soil, and where I live in Kingston is very sandy. And so I was just wondering, would that help using those products, or is just basically the compost and the – I want to stay away from the cow manure, you know, if I can. But I just wonder if you just kind of steer me the right direction. Also about arugula, if you could talk about that.
Arugula definitely comes in a seed, easy to get. Get them at any of the garden centers, real inexpensive. Start from seed. This is a quicker, plant for you to grow. So definitely seeds the way to go because it's easier, in my opinion.
Yep.
Now, as far as the lawn and renovating and what to do, what to use, I would – adding compost to a lawn is a huge benefit to the lawn, but to the soil. Because really, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is feed the soil,
mm-hmm.
we're not really, I mean, we are feeding the lawn, but we're not trying to feed, we're not feeding the lawn as much. We're feeding the soil, and organic matter in the soil helps the nutrients move around a little bit easier. So adding any type of compost to the top layer of the lawn is a huge benefit. You only need to add like a quarter to a half an inch of it, but you can do it across the entire lawn, and you can do that first thing in the spring. And once the garden centers are delivering compost, if you get it in like a large amount, get it. And then you can start putting it down, because what will happen is any rain that comes, any of those types of things, will help move it into the soil, kind of get some of the, you know, the nutrients that are in there leaching into the soil. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, I did, by the way, I did use Milorganite right after Thanksgiving. We had a lot of rain around that point. It was before I applied it. I used it on the lawn. I also used it in the flower bed. That was already, I was concerned about it, because I'm going to be, you know, probably in late April weeding and getting, you know, giving a good raking and using those nutrients, even thinking like about using Ionite to try to even strengthen, you know, because of the sandiness of this, of the soil for when I go to plant my tomatoes, green peppers, and some cucumber, and even, and like I'm going to plant a couple of arugula, get some arugula packets too. So that was the Milorganite definitely. So it's got the foundation that it needs. And now, of course, everything's dormant the way we want it to be. But, you know, the thing is, Patrick, down here, I know we haven't had a lot of really extremely cold days, except around Christmas time. We had about 3 or 4 days where it didn't get above freezing. Other than that, it's been a gloomy winter, but as you know, but it hasn't been real cold, and you know, there hasn't been a ton of snow. You've got more snow up there, but the ground is really not, I would call, a true frozen status right now.
Yeah, no, and that's one of the things. We kind of got to let it do its thing. We can't really putting anything down in the next couple months isn't going to be beneficial. Some parts of Massachusetts actually have specific bylaws that state you can't fertilize during certain months. Because they don't want it to be stuck on the top and then have that easier runoff, right? So, you know, you look at that, and a lot of times, end of March, beginning of April is when we can start doing that fertilization. For you, I'd honestly, I would look at adding to the repertoire each year using a product like sulfur from Natural Alternative, or you could get the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, right?
Yep.
What it's doing is it's helped feeding the soil even more. That is more of a specific soil feed than like a lawn fertilizer.
Yeah.
Right? And so by doing and getting everything ready this way, you can do that the same time you put that compost down or whatever you, you know, decide to put down on top of it.
Right.
And it's really just a top dressing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a top dressing. And if you want to use bagged product, you know, that Coast of Maine lobster compost is a great one. They have an enriching mulch that is a good product. The enriching mulch you can just throw over the top of your, you know, perennial beds, your shrubs, trees, and it kind of just leaches into the soil. So it's really, you know, a lot of these are, we're looking just to top dress anyways, just to add another value of fertilization.
That's great. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, I wasn't planning to actually start everything until probably around the last week of April. Because by that time, we're pretty much kind of the threat of any frost is pretty much gone by the board. So that's the key there, is that condition is behind us, then it's time to really get down to the bare bones and get going on it. So I appreciate all the information. It was a pleasure talking to you, Patrick, and good luck. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. You have a great one.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone number here, 855-660-4261. Some more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene's in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
And I just caught the tail end of last conversation. And is it too early to put down the Love Your Soil?
Yeah. I'd wait until at least March, end of March.
Okay. My lawn is very shaded.
Okay.
I have shade grass and I get a lot of crabgrass. And I'd like to put something down early for that, too. Is it too early to put down the step one for crabgrass?
Yeah, we're looking to do any of that really end of March to before we start. We want the lawn to have a dormancy period, even though it's kind of, you know, it's not frozen, right?
No, it isn't. No,
it's not for the Cape. But the thing is the lawn just needs that time to rest and just, you know, let go for a little bit, not worry about some things and pulling nutrients, all those things. It's still active. It's not like crazy active, but it needs that rest. So waiting is the way to go. But, you know, having all the product ready, I mean, once it's go time, it's go time, and the plants will thrive and love it. So I definitely, you know, I want you to wait until we can get to, you know, end of March, beginning of April, to really start pushing any of the new growth in the lawn and helping it out.
So, quickly, I put down Magico and Love Your Soil and Protolizer and the crab grass preventer in step one.
Yep.
Can I put them all down one after the other together on the same day?
Yes.
And do I need to water them all in, or can I leave them?
You water them in at the end. I believe the crabgrass control needs to have some have the watering in aspect of it.
Okay. And I have another question. I have rhododendrons that are probably 20 feet high. I've let them grow to tall trees. And the birds, because it's so warm here, are now settling in and creating nests. And the rhododendrons really surround my deck. So the deck is pretty messed up by the birds. Is there anything I can do to repel the birds from nesting in the rhododendrons?
Yeah, there's not a lot to be done in those areas. What you could do, you could, you know, prune out some of the growth in there, just kind of make it a little bit smaller if you wanted to. But, you know, you might want to look at, they have some, bird spikes that you could put in certain areas that it kind of, what it does is they can't land in that area. So it kind of scares them from the area, moves them away. But they're just kind of unsightly. They're not like the greatest thing in the world.
Where would I get those?
You could get it at a local garden center or a hardware store. You could even get it online. It's they're bird spikes. I think the company might actually be called Bird X.
Okay.
Okay, and there was definitely that would be the only thing I can really think of. I don't know honestly. Other than that,
I'm heavily wooded in my area, on my property.
You know, so, one thing, I was just thinking about this. One thing you might do is maybe if get some bird feeders and pull them on the opposite end of the property, and maybe it attracts them that way versus towards the deck.
Mm-hmm.
That could be an option.
I've already tried spinning out, and that doesn't seem to be enough or work. I'm not even sure that I can't even see nests in there anymore. I've been down quite a bit. What I do see is, I think they just land on the, after they've eaten, and land on the rhododendron and mess up my deck. So,
yeah,
maybe the spikes
might help, but again, like I said, if you can pull them away from the area, that might help you. You know, even pulling like, taking some, you know, like a water source somewhere and pull it away from that area because birds need a water source, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can kind of do to pull them away might be beneficial to help you.
Okay. Okay. Try that. Sure. I will try that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have another call. I'm going to wait till the other side of the break because we've got 50 seconds. I'm not going to be able to pull them on quick enough. So we're going to hang tight, and that'll be the last call. We will do everything we can for everybody else to help you out. So stay tuned with us. If you have some questions, you can always go to our website, scroll down to the bottom, see if you can email us. We'll do our best to get answers to you and go from there. But we're going to take a break here, wrap up the show with one last call. That'll be it for the day, and we'll be back next week. Next week, like I said, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. Some great information, so stay tuned for that. Be back in a few.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Going to go right to the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rick is in Falmouth.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Patrick, I have a lawn that's about 20 years old, and over the last 2 to 3 years, right now I've lost it all to moth. The yard gets maybe half a day sun. I'm looking to see what I can do to eliminate the moss problem and plant a new lawn.
Okay. Well, so is it a when you walk on the lawn, is it pretty spongy or is it hard?
It's hard.
Okay. So you probably have some compaction issues, which, you know, maybe it has, even down on the Cape, having a little bit of some clay, maybe, in parts of it, might have the issue. So what I'd look for you to do is use the product Love Your Soil or Sulfur from Natural Alternative. Love Your Soil is from Jonathan Green. And what you're going to do is you're going to put 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, okay, down, and you're going to actually do it in 3 applications. So say you were to do it on April 1st, you would do it 6 weeks from that, so that gives you about May 15th, and then 6 weeks from that would put you about July 1st-ish, right? What that's going to do is that is going to help break up some of that compact area that's underneath it. It's also going to release trapped nutrients. And it's going to make it so that the soil can kind of move a little bit. The moss that's on it, right, we still have to take care of that. But what this is doing is this is going to allow it so the moss doesn't come back.
Okay.
So in the spring, once the moss has started to grow, you need it to be green and growing. You don't want it to be dormant to kill it. So you're going to use that product Moss Out, right? Moss Out or Moss X, whichever makes the most sense for you. So use that product, throw it right over the top of the moss, and it usually kills it within 24 hours. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So it's a 24-hour thing, and what it'll do is it'll start to turn it black. You need to actually rake that moss up and get rid of it. Because if you don't do anything and you let it sit, it can just kind of come back.
Okay.
So that moss up...
Can I use like a thatcher to go over it to, instead of, you know, it's quite a big area, so trying to rake it out would be difficult. But it,
well,
I
so,
mean, if I use the type of thatcher, would that tear it up?
It would, but some of it's going to be moved back into the soil, right?
Okay.
But this is the thing. When you kill the moss and it starts to turn black, a rake is going to be minimal effort on this, honestly. Because it's killing down to where it's attached to the soil, and a lot of it's just going to come up with a nice, easy raking. So it's
okay.
not going to be one of those ones where you're like digging. You know what I mean? Digging to pull it.
Sure.
This is going to be an easier rake. This will probably be. It's almost like you're raking like the leaves in the fall, right? That's kind of what it is.
Okay.
Okay. And it's necessary to do these things just to help it. The other thing, you know, the love your soil or the sulfur are a huge aspect in this to allow that soil to become not as compact and have those nutrients kind of moving around. I bet you your pH level is also low, so it's something where you would use like a fast-acting lime, and you could do that lime the exact same day that you use that other product, right?
Oh, okay, they'll love your soil.
Yeah, so you could put, like, they have Magical, right? You could put it down the same day at the same rate, double the rate, because we're looking, because what also is going to happen is it's going to release a lot of these nutrients, but it's going to kind of leach out the soil and leach out any pH that's there. Not completely, but it's just going to some of it. And so by adding the Magical, it's going to help kind of counteract the love your soil for the pH aspect, but it's also going to work quicker because that love your soil helps the other fertilizers and everything kind of release and work. So,
okay, when do you think I'd be able to reseed it?
Anytime in the spring. Take a look at the package of like moss out and see how many days after the fact it says you can, and then do it. That's really all. It's not have to wait. Alrighty?
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the info.
All right, you have a great one.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye. All right, be good to each other, everyone. We'll see you next week.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.